What's up, world? How we doing? How we living? Undeniable Perception, episode 169. Brother from the same month.
How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. 169. It's a good number right there. It's the last three digits of my cell phone, so it's a good.
It is the last three digits of your cell phone.
We're gonna ring in this podcast.
Every time I would call you, sometimes I would confuse us. Is it 69 before the 61? No, it's 61 then 69.
There you go.
So how you feeling, man? How you doing, man? Miss you, brother.
Yeah, bro, I'm doing well, man. Miss you too, man.
So start the pop by saying I love you, man. You're looking good. You're feeling good. Kids are doing great. You did some great postings. I saw that running through the tunnel. I really dug that.
Yeah, man, it was cool, man, because on Sunday I want to make it a habit where I take my family out on a hike so we could enjoy nature and have my kids become more acclimated with it and be one with nature. And I've seen like an increase in like mental health and shit like that for like my wifey and everyone in the family. So I'm doing my gym routine in the morning, pumping it out, and then getting my fam and doing an extra hike. So it's cool.
That's a fucking great idea, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys just load up the car. You know, you four, what time is that, right? 10, 11-ish, maybe 1 or whatever.
Yeah, I'll hit the gym like at 8, and then I'll get home at like 10, and then we'll take off.
All the electronics are turned off. Except when you guys are recording, we'll take some pictures up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Get on a little hike and the kids just get with it.
Yeah, man, we're going to plan like a picnic. So we'll probably take like food next time so we can make like more of an outing.
It was our first time
experiencing that hike, but it was cool. You know, my daughter did really well. My son obviously killed it.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it was cool, man.
One of these days, man, let me join, man. That'd be cool. Once you guys get everything lined up for yourselves, man.
Yeah, man, I would love to have you break a sweat, man.
That'd be good, dude.
To challenge your body. So
yeah, break a sweat with some shit like that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. And then since you started with I love you, I'm going to hit him with I miss you, bro. So that's 3 years yesterday that DMX, a.k.a. Earl Simmons, the dog, passed away, bro. So
was it yesterday, huh?
It was yesterday, 3 years ago already, bro. April 9th,
damn.
He died. Yeah, man. And like I always had the vision of him being the person that marries me and my wifey. Like, he's the pastor. Like, that was always my vision, like, with Mercy, like, literally for, like, the last 6 years, 5 years where I thought about.
Didn't he do that before for certain weddings?
I don't think he's ever done it. Not that I'm aware of, but he's always known to, like, preach and do shit like that. So I would have thought it would have been the dopest shit, but that shit sailed.
Yeah, man, it's sad, man. He lost that battle, right? Because what was that song that he had that was pretty popular, man? Falling. Can't get
up. Slipping.
It was about that, right? It's like about addiction and maybe going to the dark side and all that other stuff.
Well, Slipping, yeah, it's about that. Yeah overcoming, man, your shit from his Dark and Hell is Hot album.
Yeah, it's a rough thing, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Too many people in general, but the ones that we know about because they're in the forefront and they're very creatives and they're great at what they do, end up losing that battle, end up passing away, man. It's a rough thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
He was pretty young, right, wasn't he? He's just in his 50s, right?
I think he was in his 40s, dude.
That young? That much younger? Late 40s at the most.
Oh, he was 50 when he passed.
Oh, still, dude. That's just barely just a young 50, dude.
Yeah, heart attack.
Dang, man. So where did you guys end up going to the hike at? What's the spot you guys checked out?
Somewhere in Chino Hills. I don't know exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't want to drop the coordinates because I feel like we're going to go viral soon. So people are going to be hitting up my spots and shit.
Well, you should do a test experiment and drop the coordinates, and if people show up, if two people show up, you're like killing it.
It's a rule, bro. You got to do the post like 2 hours after you leave a place. You can't show people where you're at. Man. Exactly.
You want to know to see if people actually even know, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you gotta try that experiment first.
Nah, man. I'm too valuable, bro. If I get taken out, my family's fucked, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't got life insurance.
Someone's gonna like microchip one of those ducks and they're gonna fly out of that lake and attack you.
You never know, bro.
They drag you into the lake, huh? They pull on your beard. You're like, I can't get out of this shit.
Imagine that shit, fucking
them controlling ducks, dude. You're like, what the fuck?
I mean, we got drones. You know, we got a bunch of shit.
AirPods.
Like, I don't fuck with AirPods because my ears are too big, so they fall out. But, like, they already made a patent where it's, like, going to, like, read your brainwaves and shit. So we're already there. We already have that technology, but now they're finally feeding it to us.
Well, it's already on your phone. I mean, that's that most advanced part of, because in terms of, like, the type of, like, technology, the type of strength. Because have you ever seen that image where they show a... one of the first computers ever built, and the amount of RAM size this has on it, and they're pulling it in, and it's like the size of a fucking, just imagine like huge pallets together, you know?
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
a small, like a thing like that where you're fucking moving it over with a forklift and had X amount of RAM. And just on your phone alone or a tiny computer, it's like triple the amount of RAM size.
Yeah.
So it's like it's all on your phone, dude.
And like in the past, you were only able to run one app. And then it's like you could run 20 apps now at a time.
You can only run one app.
You could have maps going in the background, have music playing, and text messaging people.
Remember when other companies released that first, and then Apple started releasing it later. But before, yeah, you weren't able to multitask, and it was a big deal. Like, oh, shit, I could text now and be online at the same time?
Bro.
Or be on the internet? Or before you'd be like, hold on, I'll call you back, because let me look it up on the internet first.
And then that hoax came. Because that's how I feel like we've always had the information, because it was funny because when you would have internet back then, you couldn't use the phone, mm-hmm. and then they came up with a thing, if you have like a dual line, where you could like get incoming calls. You're able to be on the internet and get a phone call.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's funny.
Well, yeah, well, so that's the advancement, though. That's the thing that me and you really disagree on, because you always think, you used to hold to that idea that you feel like all the information is out there, but they're just releasing it like in IV drips to us or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I don't see it that way, man. I think maybe there's certain things like with technology and whatnot, like, or access to certain things. But no, I just think it's just the natural progression of advancements of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we first got electricity, right? Then, you know, first prior to that, it was like, well, how do we get running water? Electricity. If it was already there, you know, like, I don't, like you're saying, like someone's holding the door and they're like, okay, this can be released now.
I think so, because I was listening to the Billy Carson. He was a guest on this dude's podcast that was like former CIA, and he was talking about how like the Anunnaki tablets that came out like 35,000 years ago, like UCLA literally has like all of that information, and like you could look at it, and like within this information and research that they have, it's like they were talking about how the Pyramid of Giza was like a fucking Wi-Fi. So you were able to get electricity out of it. And then like, yeah, bro, it's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, but these are all like, I always hear they're just like words, though. I don't see them put into practice, though, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. It's like if you were to discover, let's just say we knew nothing of nothing, right? So let's just say our existence ended, right? Like something cloudy, and then, but, so we're all dead, we're all wiped out now. But certain sources are left over, you know, certain information. Let's say all the libraries survived and all that stuff, right? And then 100 years later, a new civilization comes up. Mm-hmm. And they discover, like, the Leonardo da Vinci, you know, drawings, etc., right? And they're like, oh, this guy, before they could fly, you know, look at these drawings, they could fly. It didn't mean we could fly. They were just ideas. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what happened later. So what I'm saying is, like, the same thing could be with the Anakani. What do you call it again? I'm sorry.
What are they called? Forbidden knowledge? Anunnaki?
Anunnaki, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, there's things that we find, but it doesn't mean it was being able to done at that time. They were just kind of like ideas, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I want to read into all of it. So I was able to get the link. So I'm going to, like, educate myself on it. Because it's fucking crazy, because Tesla talks about it, too. That's why they kind of took
source?
Them out, free what, electricity.
What's a good source to, like, start reading up on that stuff that has piqued your interest?
I got his own book that talks about it, but
Coleman,
I got
the
link.
Coleman guy, or what's his name? I'm sorry,
Billy Carson. However, though, I got the link of the UCLA articles.
Okay, cool.
So look, let me show you real quick.
And it's all on the.
It's called the CDLI collection.
Okay.
So it's the.
Anunnaki? I'm sorry, keep messing up.
Anunnaki. So
Anunnaki.
So it has highlights and articles talking about the flood tablet, a Mesopotamia tale of the great flood and one survivor chosen by the gods.
Okay.
And then it's all there, bro. Well, so I mean, just going through all of it. But there's like information about like the pyramids and electricity. And they're talking about how they took information from like the Anunnaki book and they put it like in like, what's that? It's like in science books and shit. So nice. It's like people that are like, they're using information from like 30,000 years ago in like science books today.
Wonder why they never taught it.
And then they act like it's like new information when it happened like over 30 fucking thousand years ago.
Well, the ideas of it anyways. I don't know about the application. The wonder why they never taught that stuff in school. Well, they left so much good shit out from school for us, huh?
Yeah, bro, everything out of school. Fucking taxes, how to be financially
I think that's
literate.
The most vital thing. That's the most vital thing that...
How to do your taxes,
how
bro.
To people, how kids should be taught how to manage your money.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be an elective.
I'm still learning how to manage my money. I'm 34 years old.
It's like, it doesn't need to be an elective. Like, when you did an elective, you could either take government or economics. And I took government because I thought that was going to be more important. But it shouldn't be. It should be a forced class. Like, okay, yeah. This is how you balance a checkbook. Well, not anymore. You know, now it's all like... But back in my day, it was like, oh, you should, this is how you balance a checkbook, say that. But now it should just be like, look, credit cards are evil. Like, don't use credit cards because the amount of interest is going to fuck you. Do this, do this. Yeah. You know, save a little money here. Go to this. If you do go to credit card, then manage a plan on how to handle it. Yeah. Because, dude, one of those mistakes, it'll fuck you for a long time. And you just keep digging yourself in a hole. That's the most important thing, how to manage your money.
Bro, and like...
Because that'll kill you.
How much percent of the population would you say has 6 months of savings in their account?
In the United States?
Yeah.
If I have to guess, man, I would say less than
10%. 10%.
Oh, yeah.
Jinx. Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That's just a safe
like,
guess.
That's
everyone's
one,
living paycheck to paycheck.
That's one accident, spontaneous accident waiting to happen to put you in fucking debt.
Dude, that's one bad bender, right? That's one bad trip to Vegas where you lose all your money.
Yeah.
That's, you know, unfortunate.
It's a car accident that fucking breaks your ribs and you got to go to the hospital and you get pneumonia and you can't work.
Yeah, who's to know who even has insurance too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And how much is that insurance going to cost?
I mean, I hit someone without insurance and I was at fault.
And then just the personal struggles. What if, you know, those dudes are married and they get divorced and now they're fucked?
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh man, it's rough.
That too, bro.
Or one of their kids gets into a drug problem.
Yeah, and that too, what you said, like, it's important to know what you want in life before you get someone pregnant, bro. Because it would suck to get the wrong person pregnant. Because I've seen, like, these horror stories where you get with, like, a liberal chick, right? And they're, like, teaching your son about, like, oh, you could be gay if you want. Influencing them in that type of way. And I'm just like, nah, bro. That's
fucking scary,
bro.
And even that, that's not the worst of it, right? That's almost like a vanilla in a sense. Like, it could be even worse, right? It could be that... The partner you're with is just completely mentally and physically abusive to them.
Yeah.
Or they're drug dependent. And now the kids have a drug issue. It's just endless amount of things. So what do you think would be I know they talk about like about this before in the past, all kinds of people is that you need to have that serious conversation with the person you're with if you're planning on being with them for a long time.
Yeah.
But the problem is with getting people pregnant is that when you're able to do it more is when you're young and just horny.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You're not thinking about anything other than, like, just getting laid.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the problem.
You get too embarrassed to buy condoms or ask someone to buy you condoms.
Well, who does wear condoms, dude? Like, and then, like, also the other thing about...
Well, that's why one in three people have herpes, huh?
And then the other... Yeah, probably, right? And also the other thing is, like, then on top of that, people always feel like, oh, they make it so, like... Oh, it's an easy solution in abortion. You know, like no context whatsoever other than like, oh, just take a Plan B pill or just do this, you
or
know.
Or take birth control.
Everything's a, well, birth control, yeah.
Come birth on. Control, that shit fucks with your hormones.
I mean, I'm all for birth control, man.
Like me, like my chick, like she was on birth control for a while. And then when she got off, bro, I couldn't get her pregnant. Like it took like over a year. Like I would shoot up the fucking club.
Yeah.
Bro, every fucking day, like 2-3 times a day trying to get her pregnant, and it wouldn't happen.
Right.
It's because all those fucking hormones fucked her shit up.
But also, you got to remember that it's just because it happens often, you know, children are born every day, right?
Yeah.
It's still a miracle, man.
No, yeah,
It's still not just like, oh, it's going to be easy, you know? Like, it's still one of those things, but then... You take into consideration and you put those components in it as well. Like, oh, they've been on birth control for a while. It's got to come out of the system.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, it's not that quick, man.
Yeah, giving birth is hard. But back then, man, it was probably easier, man. Like our ancestors. You know what I'm saying?
Man, but they all would die too, though. Kids, man.
They would also, because it's funny, because they make women like lay down with their back up, and that's not the proper way to like push a kid out. Like, you're supposed to be standing. Like, that's more normal. That's more conceivable. So, like, they even got that fucked up.
I don't know, man. I've never studied this, so I don't know. Yeah, like, I just know, like, in the hospital, you're laying, like, at, like, a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, you're like an incline bench.
Stirrups are up, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking riding that invisible horse, man.
It's been 2 years for me. But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it seems like that is the best way of doing it in case there's something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, because they're able to tell, like, the baby, this and that, like, you know, monitor the heart, the rate, keeping yourself elevated a certain amount. So I'm sure there's, you know, all these explanations for it that I have no clue about.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And how about J. Cole apologizing, man? That's a good thing, dude.
Some things are better left than said, bro.
What do you mean? Give me your take. Give me your take, baby.
Because it's like, if you're going to come out with a song called First Person Shooter, and then you do the 7-minute drill, talking all this shit, and then you turn into the Homer Simpson meme when you fucking walk backwards and...
Right into the bush.
Yeah, man, I didn't like that. I mean, if I want to be, like, gentle about it and nice about it, like, I get where he's coming from. You know, I get it. Like, it's in a, what's his name, David Hawkins power versus force type of way where you didn't have the power to, like, digest it the way you wanted, so you were forceful because of people in your circle or forceful because the fans wanted it. So you acted out of character. And that's what he's acknowledging, right?
Yeah.
However, I just don't think it's a setting. Like, it's just hip-hop. Like, you guys ain't gangbangers. It's right. Just art. Leave it as art. Like, you're making it sound like it's bloodshed, this and that, the way he presented it. I don't like that. And then also, it's like, I don't know. It's kind of weird, man. Like, I've always kind of felt like hip hop is kind of like WWF in a sense. Like, it's kind of scripted in a sense where you got to have your own character and you got to follow a certain path. Because everyone did digging, bro. So, like, J. Cole apologized on April 7th, right? On Sunday during his Dreamville Festival. Kendrick Lamar came out with a song 7 years ago called The Heart Part 4.
Okay.
Where he's, like, talking shit about all the rappers.
Okay.
And then he says, all of you guys got to get your shit together and apologize by April 7th. 7 years later, on April 7th.
Damn, bro, I'm trying to hold my laughter with this.
He motherfucking apologized, bro. Did he manifest that shit? Was it scripted? What do you think?
I don't think there's any relation to that whatsoever. I think that when I first heard the 7-minute drill thing, I thought it was okay. I was like, all right. But like a lot of the metaphors in the part, the writing of it, it was something like shooting, doing stuff like that. Man, yeah. I'm like, that's so ridiculous because he doesn't even do that. So why are you acting like you're going to shoot someone?
Yeah.
Like killing someone and all this. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But then, so I was like, whatever. But I thought just the diss was kind of weak anyways. But then when I saw the thing about him apologizing, I saw someone, like, I went online. I didn't even know until a little later. Someone's online, they're like, oh, yes, looks like J. Cole had that post-nut clarity or whatever.
When I looked at it, I was like, oh, okay.
And it was almost like his style of rapping, too. Like, it's almost a, he does a lot of, like, talking from the side of his mouth, you know? Yeah. Like, his disses are sneak disses, right? And his apology is like a sneak apology, too. Because it's not like he said, oh, I apologize. He just said, I don't know why I did this. How many of you think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest rappers ever?
He said, I'm sorry, though. He said, I'm sorry, and if it offended you, throw one back at me. I'll take it on the chin.
Oh, I didn't hear that part, so that's my bad on that.
Yeah.
But I think to me, it's a great thing, man. Because to me, it's like, I don't disagree with you, where like it is somewhere sort of WWE. You take a persona.
Yeah.
You go from there. You do all this other stuff. But I think the fact that he's like, dude, I don't need this. Why am I getting this beef for? You know, for what?
Yeah.
You know, big ups to him, and that's it. And to me, I'm all for that because it's like, because the diss wasn't, the one when Kendrick went at him, it wasn't even that bad either. He just kind of threw a little bit like, oh, walking with a cane, you're Andre 3000, all this other stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not big three, it's big me, right? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even really a thing. I think it went harder on Drake.
Your arm's too short to box with God, fucking Nas bar, and then he did it.
Well, that was the
J. Cole on.
The Kendrick. J. Cole one, yeah. So I think it's cool, man, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that
But the fucking...
To me, it wasn't going to be much of a battle anyways.
But the prophecy came up, bro. I'm saying, like, Kendrick legit said, y'all got till April 7th to apologize to get your shit together. And this motherfucker apologized April 7th.
But that was four years ago, bro.
Seven.
Yeah, but that was 4 years ago, wasn't it?
The song came out 7 years ago.
Okay, so he says that. Well, then he was talking about that 7 years ago. He was talking about 7 years later.
But this motherfucker did it on the same exact date. He rapped.
Just a coincidence, bro.
And then also...
Is this coming from the ex-running back? Was like,
no, this is actually coming from the fucking research.
Fucking screws from his brain?
Nah, Larry Johnson's dope. Greatest running back of all time.
Not even.
But listen to the song. The hard part four. Listen to it.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you're telling me, like, oh, yeah, 7 years ago, I'm not saying that it happened, but that he's talking about now and it manifested now, no.
He's on some yay shit, bro. And also, what's funny about it, there's this interviewer I love that I've always watched. His name's Nardwuar. You know Nardwuar.
Yeah, right? With that stupid voice.
Yeah.
So annoying.
You are who?
So annoying.
And did you know J. Cole told Dr. Dre about Kendrick Lamar?
No.
Yeah. And they talk, they bring that up in the interview. So that's why I kind of feel like they're kind of like part of the same camp in a sense.
Well, they're all connected, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they fucked around together. They've done. This Nardwuar guy, he does a lot of digging, right? And he comes up with, or the team that he has.
He'll interview.
All the rappers respect because he comes up with, like, dude, how the fuck did you get that? I don't even have a copy.
He'll
of
interview,
that.
Like, Pete Favada and, like, your boy Luke and, like, your boy Taylor, without you knowing, dog. And then interview you and bring up something from, like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
You were
like,
Mona Junior High. You wore number 13.
So you urinated yourself.
What?
I mean, you were scared, weren't you?
Yeah.
Little boy.
Yes. Yeah, dude. Some random ass shit like that, he'll tell you.
But
dog.
I think it's a cool thing, man. It was like a good
the apology?
Yeah, because if it's him being real, then cool. That's, to me, it's like whatever your road is, that's your road. And he felt like, yeah, dude, like you said, influences by others is still his bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's also kind of like reactionary too, because it's like if someone disses you in the rap game, it's a reaction. It's automatic. You got to hit back.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You got to hit back. But I see what you're saying, too. Like, some things are better left unsaid, too. I don't disagree with you on that take. But I think with this, if this is who he is and this is how it feels, it's like, all right, I'm all for it, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hurt people, man.
He's a spiritual
people,
cat.
Healed people want to heal people.
There you go. But, hey, man, like, that motherfucker didn't want to get dissed. He didn't want to get dissed.
Probably still coming.
And Kendrick probably has a fucking bazooka just waiting, bro, to drop on his ass. And then
But Kendrick's a bit of gang associated, isn't he? Gang affiliated?
I'm sure he knows a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially Compton, LA. You know? And then we got the real fight, bro. Fucking UFC 300, bro.
Break it down, man. Tell me about that shit.
I'm hyped.
What you feeling, man?
Bro.
It's already the Saturday, huh?
But UFC 100, like, we've gone through it all, bro. Like, we're OGs, bro.
I rewatched UFC 100 2 weeks ago.
UFC 200.
What's 200, man?
So, look, UFC 100 first, though.
I could tell you all about it. I just rewatched it.
That fight card.
The main card was, it was freaking Brock Lesnar against Frank Mir. Co-main event was GSP against Thiago Alves.
Yep.
You had Michael Bisping against Dan Hendo.
Yep.
I can't think of...
So it was Frank Mir, Lesnar, too.
And it was Rose Namajunas taking the title from Joanna on that fight card as well.
Rose Namajunas?
Yeah.
On UFC 100?
No, I'm tripping. That was a long time. I'm tripping. I'm out of control, man. Yeah, that was way too
You're
young.
You're thinking about GSP and Alves. You say that?
Yeah, I said that first. That was the co-main event. And
then
Bisping Hendo.
And then my boy Alan Belcher with the Johnny Cash tattoo versus Sexy Yama.
Yeah, Sexy Yama. I'm tripping. I don't know why I said Rose. That was another one I was thinking I saw recently.
So you know John Jones was in that car too?
Early, was that with... Okay, don't tell me. Against American Psycho?
Nah.
Okay. He already
beat the American.
Okay.
Was his name. CB Dalloway was on it too.
Damn, that was your boy. Ryan Bader's boy.
But
Phoenix,
damn,
guys.
Brock Lesnar versus Frank Mir in part two.
That's when he put his face to the meat grinder, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Bro, we saw that because he laid on top and put the weight in just like pop, pop. Dude, his face turned to mush, bro.
And then I think you're confusing it with UFC 200 because the main fight was Miesha Tate versus Amanda Nunes. the main event, bro.
I don't remember anything about 200. What else was on that one?
Brock Lesnar versus Mark Hunt. And then that's when Brock got popped for juice.
Juice to the gills.
And it was a fucking no contest. And then
nothing ever happened, to that lawsuit that Hunt was doing?
I think he's still doing it, bro.
Man, they're gonna fucking just putting him through the paper war, dude.
Daniel Cormier versus Anderson Silva.
I don't remember that fight either. Was Daniel Cormier handle him?
I think Cormier probably won decision, dude.
I think so, yeah.
Because it's, like, respectable when people fight Anderson. Like, you think they're going to walk through him, but, yeah, round three decision.
Yeah.
Like, same thing with Izzy.
And that's just
him.
Weight and size and wrestling, dude. Remember when Daniel Cormier, man, oh, he made Dan Anderson look like a rag doll?
Yeah, dude.
I could have, he looked like a different
size. He's just
size.
Way bigger, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's just way bigger.
Yeah, dude.
Handel's one of the greatest of all time,
he's
man.
He's probably
I think he's top three, bro.
He's probably the, yeah, bro. To
his
beat
resume.
Fedor.
And then you got to count
like
Pride
that.
And count Pride, though.
Bro, and he had the greatest UFC fight of all time versus fucking Shogun Hua.
Shogun, and he had another one of the great fights with Michael Bisping. They fought twice. Michael Bisping beat him the second time.
Bisping beat him for the belt.
No, not for the belt. He knocked out Luke Rockhold for the belt.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was for the title.
Dan Hendo never got the belt in the UFC. Rampage beat him.
He didn't defend it versus Hendo?
Uh-uh.
When he had
then,
the belt?
Then he won, maybe, that one.
Okay.
Because Hendo beat him the first time where he knocked him out cold, that signature dog knockout. But Hendo never got the belt in the UFC.
Never did, bro.
But he beat the tops.
He beat the top.
Shogun was one of my favorites,
and he
bro.
Fought everyone. Yeah, he fought Rampage. Then
he fought Anderson.
Fought
everyone, bro. Oh, Anderson choked him out.
That was bad.
Second round. Anderson's just the best bro, at the time. But he's got one of the best resumes ever, bro. He'll fight everybody and anybody, dude.
Bro, when he knocked the fuck out of Fedor, I was like, that's disgusting, bro. Because he's way smaller.
And when he knocked out Vanderlei Silva and Pride?
Oh, yeah, dude. Bro, but also it was 200 was Edgar versus Aldo, and then Velasquez versus Travis Brown, Rousey's boy.
Velasquez handled him.
He knocked him the fuck out.
So tell me about 300 now then.
First thing, man, is I'm upset.
What's up?
That they got Bo Nickel Dog on the main card.
He's a big puppy, popular name though.
Instead of Jiří, because Jiří's the underdog. He's fighting an up and comer who's really hot. And they put him as a fight leading into the main card. Like, that should have been Bo Nickel, bro.
Jiří's not hitting my mind. Who's Jiří?
Jiří?
Yeah.
The fucking light heavyweight champ. The one that got beat by Pereira. He fucking beat Travis Brown. He choked out Glover Teixeira for the belt.
Oh, that's how you pronounce his name.
Jiří Brokhovich.
The one that's always been hurt, unfortunately.
Bro,
oh, wow.
He should be
agreed.
Starting, not Bo Nickel, dude.
So he's right below the main card?
Yeah.
So he's not even the main card?
He's not. That's what upset me.
It's stacked. Who's Bo Nickel fighting?
Some guy named Corey, bro.
No, I'm with you there, bro. I agree
he's
with
a 21-1
Jiří, I agree with you, bro.
They're giving him
most of his fights have been almost like master classes. Like
yes.
The last fight that he had that he barely won against... that he lost.
He lost to Pereira.
That was a classic.
But he fucking went at him
that
second
that was a
round.
Classic
he almost had him.
Bro, that was a classic fight.
It was great.
Yeah, dude.
But, yeah, man, that's the only thing that's upset me. But I'm probably going to watch this shit from fucking...
Hell yeah, I'm going to watch it from the get-go.
From the get-go, because...
What else? What other cards are in there?
Bro, everyone, dude. Cody Garbrandt's the first fight versus...
Against who?
Figueroa.
So these are prelims.
This is like at noon, bro.
Read them out.
And then we got Bobby Green versus Jim Miller.
Hell yeah,
prelim. I got Bobby Green on that. IU, okay. Baby. Jessica Andrade versus Marina Rodriguez.
Okay, prelim.
And then Renato, my tocayo, versus Jalen Turner.
The guy who curses all this, Renato Te Mato,
Jalen Turner's going to fuck him up, I think.
Prelim.
And then the early prelims, too. Diego Lopez, fucking... Homeboy.
Oh, that's a stack, dude.
What's his name? Josh Hartnett's twin?
Yeah, dude.
And then Holly Holm.
What about the main card? Tell me the main card. Bo Nickel's the first fight.
Bro, then Sterling? Come on, man. And then Jiří. Okay, so main fight.
Damn, that shit. All the fights.
All of them.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to be like, all right, 3 p.m.
Hell yeah. Give me the main card.
Bo Nickel, he's going to win.
Who's he fighting?
Cody Brundage. They're just fighting him, putting him a tomato can right now. Because they're building him up. Charles Oliveira versus Armin.
The Bronx.
Charles Oliveira is a 2-1 underdog, so I think he's going to lose. This guy's been on a tear.
The Russian guy, Kazakhstan guy, maybe.
And then the fight of the night, bro. What's I got Max fight? Holloway. Ooh. BMF.
That's going to be fucking sick.
Who do you got
Justin
on
Gaethje?
That? Yeah.
I got Gaethje.
You got Gaethje?
What weight class are they fighting in?
Lightweight.
I got Gaethje.
Yeah, so Max went up 10
size,
pounds.
I think the size.
Because Max is a 140.
I love Max, bro. I prefer Max. I'm a bigger fan of Max, but I think the size difference, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And then also you got Zhang Weili versus Yan.
The
she's
girls?
Like a Chinese chick.
Okay.
She knocked out Jessica Andrade.
Got it.
Really bad. And then it's... I got Jamal Hill, bro. But hey, there's Jamal Hill.
Hey, man.
Jamal Hill's sneaky good.
He's fucking good.
I saw his fight
versus Glover, bro.
With Glover Teixeira. That motherfucker throws volume, 50 punches a round.
Bro, and he hits, and he's accurate.
And he goes
and he's got
at
kinda
it.
His style. He's got long arms, bro.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got that extra strength with leverage.
Yeah, dude. So that fight's very intriguing. So this, out of all of them, UFC 300 is
better than 100. I can't wait. You got to be pumped up.
And 200, dog.
You know what I've been fucking running through, man?
X-Men 97?
No. You? How is that?
I haven't watched the fifth episode, but I fucking love it.
Oh, dope.
It's
fucking
great.
Do I have to
watch
the originals first? Because I know they're all on Disney.
Nah.
Because I'm not a big comic head. Like, I don't know. I just hear stuff mostly from other podcasts or whatever.
Who they are. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Because you know all the X-Men. You grew up watching them.
Yeah.
You know
the cartoons a little, but I don't even remember it all that much. I love Wolverine, of
course. The only thing is, like, it takes place after...
Xavier dies, right?
Yeah, Professor X dies, and then Magneto... takes over the X-Men. Like, he's their main guy now.
Whoa. Is that how it picks up right from the get-go?
Yeah.
They don't give you any background?
Nah, they just say he dies. Someone kills him. Someone kills him.
So you don't even need to go back to watch the other ones you don't want?
Nah, if you know, like Wolverine's backstory.
I should just jump on and watch where it's at now. And if I really want to, then I can go back.
Yeah, if you want, yeah. Because what's cool, bro, they have... You've heard of Sinister, the villain?
Just by name in a podcast, but I don't know shit about him. Dude. Doesn't he eat planets? They like make...
He's like a vampire. He's fucking weird.
But I heard... Aren't they like big... Oh, no. What are some of the... Because I heard that... What's his name? Thanos? He's weak compared to all these other guys they haven't shown us. Where some people...
Oh,
like,
I think you're
planets.
Talking about Apocalypse.
I don't know. Someone that eats planets.
I think Apocalypse does.
But that's why, man. It's dope though, man. So the cartoons are half an hour. They're on Disney.
They're like 40 minutes, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. I want to check it out then. But what I've been really fucking into, man, I'll let you find that first, and I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
tell me. It's on the Netflix special. They did the Treble Winners, and it's the Man City season, man, of last year. So, dude, it was crazy because in my head, I always think, like, man, if you have a documentary crew following your squad around,
yeah.
I almost feel like it's like a jinx, right? But now I know that's not true. You know, it's not true because, obviously, the Bulls did it with The Last Dance,
mm-hmm.
right? And then they followed Man City last year.
Okay.
But it was on like a small crew, which is cool. And you get to get all the behind the scenes stuff, man. Like the way the players all get along. But the atmosphere that the greatest manager of all time, Pep Guardiola, does. He's fucking awesome, bro. I fucking love this guy so much, man.
Yeah, you do.
He's just going, this is when they won everything. The treble, you know, the treble. So they won their domestic league. They got first place. They won their FA Cup, which is
they should call it the domestic violence league. Huh?
Their domestic
cup. Because they pounded everyone out. Huh?
They did it. The fights were tight, dude. The games were close. And then they won the Champions League. And it's the first time Man City ever wins a Champions League. So
that's the second time he did it, right? He did it with Barcelona?
Third time.
Oh, he did it with Bayern Munich?
He did it twice with Barcelona.
Oh, he did it twice
with Barcelona. And he did it once. No, he can never. That always eluded him in Bayern Munich.
He couldn't do it at Bayern, huh?
They won the league every year, and they won, like, domestic cups here and there, but they didn't. He never could do it with Bayern
Munich. Well, this is the first year they're not going to win the league, right? Because they got...
They're behind.
Bayern
right
Leverkusen has... I don't even know why I know this. I don't even watch soccer. Xavi Alonso, a former Bayern Munich as their coach.
That's German, though. You're talking about German.
The Bundesliga.
Oh, you're talking about Bundesliga.
Like,
yeah.
The first time in like 80 years.
They say that guy's a fucking genius with coaching too. He was a great midfielder.
Yeah, so like this is the first time they're not going to win it.
And he may take the Liverpool job because Jurgen Klopp is retiring or he's leaving for a while.
Damn.
But yeah, they're saying that Xabi Alonso's killing it, bro.
Damn.
Dude, the Spanish managers are the top class right now because the team that's in first place right now in the Premier League is Arsenal and it's managed by a Spanish coach too, Arteta. But dude, the treble is just great, bro, because you
Arteta?
Arteta, yeah.
Arteta's our art.
Yeah,
those
dude.
Are art.
That's just
crazy.
The first thing.
That's a crazy
or his last thing, I'm sorry. But anyways, the way Pep Guardiola, bro, if you just want to just to see inspiration the way he gets them. Because to be able to motivate players, because they have won the league every year practically.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they win the league every year, except one year. But to get them to get motivated, to be focused, and it's just like all he does is just honesty and truth. And he's like, doesn't matter if you do good or bad, he's just honest with you about it. But the way he goes in there, he talks to the team, he's just like, all right, guys, you guys want to play the final? It's just the way he talks, man, and he talks, he's like, you guys look slumped down. What are you doing? What are you?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just, and his tactics. And I saw this interview with Piqué, you know, the ex-Barcelona player, ex-husband of Shakira. Man, you know, the women on the side, he's a pimp, huh? So anyways, like, Piqué was just like, they asked him, well, who's the, what makes Pep so good? He's like, he's just obsessed. He can lock himself in a video room and just watch another team for 8 hours and study. And then he'll come to the players and tell them exactly what they need to do in the match, where to move, how to do this, get this. The adjustments. And even then, it's still hard to win. You know, but that's why I love watching Pep Guardiola's, you know, post interviews. They talk to him and stuff. And he's like, guys, this is fucking very hard to do.
That's funny.
Like, guy. This is this. You know, this is this. But he's just funny. Like, he's got a sense of humor and he's just always on it. But, dude, it's fucking great. I'm on the last episode now.
That's good, man. And it's cool hearing those type of stories where it's like someone that puts in that amount of work that the universe blesses them.
Because, I mean, he gets paid the amount.
With that type of shit.
He gets paid a lot. But he brings it home, and all the players love him.
Hard work don't go unnoticed, not to the universe.
Yeah, and then when players yell at him from his team or whatever because he pulls them out, they ask him the press conference. He's like, I like that. That means they're into it. They're screaming at me. That's good. He doesn't give fade. You know, he doesn't be like, oh, no, they're bigger than the team.
That's good.
He doesn't know that bullshit.
He's confident. Like, that's good. That reminds
that's
me.
Good.
That reminds you of, like, when Travis Kelce was yelling at Andy Reid.
Yeah.
And he tried to make a big deal about it, and he's like, nah, he's like, we do that shit to
dude,
each other all
like
the time.
There's always trying to find them some clickbait, you know?
Always, always. But didn't your boy get caught up because of Cheerios? Or how did he get caught up by Shakira?
Oh, so supposedly...
Wasn't it yogurt or peanut butter? What the fuck was
no,
it?
No, you're right on the second one. The jelly. Supposedly...
It was jelly.
Supposedly, this is the only jam she likes. No one in the family likes the jam. He didn't like the jam. The kids didn't like the jam. So some bitch he was cheating with, or some chick he was cheating on her with, would eat the jam. So she started noticing that jam was missing because she's like, no one else likes it here. That girl did that shit on purpose. Huh?
Oh, for sure.
For sure, bro.
Oh, for sure, dog.
You know what I mean? She fucking did the sneaky sneak.
The petty shit.
Like, yeah, she's like, oh, I'm not just eating your man. I'm also like, eating your fucking jelly, bro.
Like Drake putting fucking hot sauce on his condoms. So like inside the condom. So like when they try to take the jizz out and get themselves pregnant, it's not going to work.
Hot sauce.
Yeah, that motherfucker hurt, put that, like hot sauce.
What that hurt his cock?
Why? After he would nut.
Oh, okay. He had like a that's hilarious, bro. Does he have like a utility ball like Batman?
He probably
and
fucking
he takes
does,
out the scorcho. The distilled hilarious.
Yeah, the fucking
bro, that's
sriracha.
That's also brilliant.
It's fucking brilliant. Huh? I'll
that's
give him props
fucking
for that.
Hilarious. So he'll come out and be like, "The scorcho."
Hot sauce and condom Drake. Yeah, bro. So the post caused this. Hot sauce act crazy in capital letters, but it's obviously not. He poured a packet of hot sauce in the condom to kill the sperm. Now the Instagram model is threatening to sue Drake. Drake had normal consensual sex with an adult woman. Then he disposed of the condom.
What? Wait, why is she suing him for what? I'm confused.
I don't know. Maybe she tried to say that she got burned. I didn't read into the article. I just saw the headline.
That's hilarious. I can just picture him with a cape on,
he got
bro.
The Red Rooster package
and
the
utility belts,
sauce.
Right? Say, like, well, we put Parmesan cheese on this time.
Yeah, add some Del Scorcho.
Some
huh?
Canadian sauce, whatever the fuck they use.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
There you go, bro.
But he's not like Lil Wayne. He's like the rapper. He's not like that fucking disgusting shit, bro.
That's no Diddy right there, bro.
Dude, Dune 2 is on now, man, on the fucking Fire Stick, man. I can't wait to rewatch
that. I saw that. See fucking Zendaya. See homeboy, the guy that plays Elvis, take the show again or what?
Austin.
Butler,
baby.
Looking like Andrew Tate.
Oh, and that Fallout season drops today. I want to check it out.
Fallout
season? On Amazon.
What is
it's based
that?
On that video game, Fallout.
Oh, gotcha.
It's fucking awesome with Walton Goggins.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. That's going to be the shit.
I saw the three-body problem. I'm like 3-4 episodes in. Did you watch it on?
Because you don't know the story of the book yet. What are your thoughts on it then? Just there's someone that weird. Like, because right now I'm being the dumb fuck. Well, not the dumb fuck, but I'm taking the approach. You know how people that read Game of Thrones and then saw the show, like, oh, read the books.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't read them, I heard
them.
Oh,
so you're like the opposite.
So, So I could, but I want to get the separation. So you, because you didn't do that, what are your thoughts on it?
I think it's okay. I just think it's What I find interesting is how it's kind of like, are they like in a different dimension or whatever, where homeboy from Game of Thrones gets murdered and like the detective's outside, but he doesn't see it when the girl kills him. That part I found very intriguing. I thought that show was dope. And yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
What do you think so far of the concepts of the stuff? Is it easy to follow?
It's fucking what like confusing the as fuck
okay.
to me.
Like, what are you confused about right now? So I could probably clarify a little bit. Because you only watched like 3, 4?
Yeah.
Because only 8 episodes, I think.
So did one person create that little game? And then everyone's...
You're talking about the helmet?
Yeah.
Okay, they'll explain that later, so I won't.
So that's where I'm confused about.
I won't
about.
Spoil that.
And then they're talking about how... Because it kind of makes me think like they're like the Anunnaki or like some lost civilization or whatever.
Okay.
Because they're saying that they're real people and they're traveling over here right now. I don't know.
Yeah, the aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. And they look just like us.
Because what did you think about the countdown?
That shit was crazy, bro.
She was wild, huh?
Because she was like going to create like a wormhole. She had something and then... Every time it was on, it would start, but then when she would deactivate it, it would turn
Well, they
off.
Told her to stop because she created that nanotechnology.
Yeah.
Remember the nanotechnology where they splice everything?
Yeah.
I like her as an actor, but not on the show. I think she was miscasted, bro. I don't
think she's
good at this
pretty,
at all.
Like Mercy said it, like she's too, like she's a model. Like she's too pretty to be doing that. Like they
I don't
have,
even think it's that because
her reactions are... Terrible.
I don't, I
her
don't think she's a good
sucks.
Actor for this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably why.
I think it's a miscast.
She was nicer saying that.
Because I see you're better in other shows, and this one I'm like, because you're talking about this countdown. She doesn't even look like distraught. You know, it just seems like
she don't look the part at all, bro. Yeah. At all.
But that's cool that you're checking it out. So I wonder what you think that when you finish it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. To see what it is. The special effects are dope, though, huh? Like, that helmet looks sick as fuck, huh?
Yeah, it does. It does. A little speed racer helmet.
What I liked about this show, I liked how it started, the intro. The Chinese Revolution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. With the wife. What
That's
what made
me get the
bitch.
Book, because when I heard that part, the beginning part, the description of it, they left out so much good shit. But, dude, yeah, like that one, they beat him to death.
Yeah.
Because they're going away from, like, science. Because they're saying they're incorrect about this or that, so they're killing all the intellectuals.
Yeah.
And the girl, his daughter,
she's the
main,
old lady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's the main old lady on that one.
I got that part.
Awesome. Glad you're checking it out, man.
Yeah, man. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
It's not bad. It's not groundbreaking, but, I mean, it does its trick.
But in China, when they did the show, everything is too close to the book, so I tried watching because it's on Amazon. And the budget's not as high, but they did like 30 episodes, you know?
Drags.
Yeah. And they also cut out the Chinese Revolution part.
Oh, they don't want to show it.
They don't want to show it. They don't want to show it,
That's
bro.
That's fucked up.
And that part is so essential to the book to be able to, so essential to the story because what's driving that character? You know what I mean? Like without experiencing that, you're left out with a big piece.
Very true. Yeah, very true.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, brother.
And the person that eats planets, bro, his name's Galactus. I don't know where he's from.
So that
from.
Guy eats planets, right? Like, what the fuck?
Originally the Ta'an Explorer. I don't know. But
I recently bought a new comic book. I was waiting for the mail because it was.
That's him.
I wait. That's Galactus. He looks fucking dope. Yeah. He's fucking got planets for balls, bro. Fucking there's certain books that I started buying because I like the idea of it and the artwork. Mm-hmm. So I saw one. I just came across it on YouTube. I run across so much stuff there on YouTube. Like, they're like, one of the best Batman stories, a standalone book called Batman, The Night Cries. And I guess it deals with, like, abuse, like, children's being abused and abducted. And it just looked cool. So I stopped. I was like, let me look for this book then. Maybe. So I found one, a hardcover copy.
Really?
So it's going to come in the mail because I want to read it. Because I looked at the reviews and people were like raving about it. It was freaking back from the 90s. That was a great standalone book, that the artwork's great. And that just sounded cool to me. So
That's
I was like, all right, let me check that shit out.
So when you get to the X-Men
What's up?
Episode, I think it's episode 4.
Okay.
So they show fucking Mr. Sinister. And I've never
seen... Let me see that guy.
Because I've always seen him, but I've never seen like his character. Like,
yeah, this guy looks familiar.
Play out. And like he does telepathy.
Telepathy?
That's one of his fucking strengths and fucking precognition, dog.
What's precognition?
It
controls your cognitive
behavior?
It's
like psychic phenomenon of seeing and shit. So he'll like fucking make you see shit that's not there.
Oh, that's fucking dope.
So it's just fucking crazy, this episode, how morbid it is, bro.
Okay.
For a fucking X-Men show.
That's what I hear, that they push it.
Bro, and I was watching it, and Zeke was watching it, and me and Mercy are like, holy shit, like, that shit's fucking a little too crazy. And then we look at Zeke.
Really?
And we're like, Zeke, you're good? He's like, yeah. He's watching it, and I'm just like, me and Mercer are like, God damn.
Well, you know that podcast that I like, man, called The Watch? One of the guys is like a comic book kid from back in the day, and he just got a good memory.
Bro,
probably does brush up.
Bloody.
He says, dude, and I have different things that I've seen on YouTube, whatever, they said the comic book writers, man, especially from back then, they're wild, bro.
Oh,
and even now, like in my head, I used to think like,
where do you think hentai came from, dude?
Right? Am I back in the day when I was young, I thought comics were like, But no, there's all these stories that are so wild, dude.
Yeah.
And the new ones and all, there's such a... I can see why people get so involved because there's so many good storylines and they just keep sprawling out, you know? Well, fucking baby, on that note, take us out, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't forget, be your biggest fan. Leave with love. Brother from the same mother.
Keep the hike up. Stay up, up, up.